Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Samach Zayin, Zivachim 67. Today's Daf Yomi on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara records a statement that Rav Adbar Abba made in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. Says Rav Adbar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, Ola Sa'of. If there was an offering that was an Ola offering that was brought from a fowl, Sha'aso Amata, technically speaking, the blood was supposed of the Ola Sa'of was supposed to be thrown above the Chuta Sikra, above the line that divided the upper part of the altar from the lower part of the altar, but instead the blood was thrown below, which is where the blood of a fowl of a korban that was a chatas would normally go, not the blood of an ola. And says the statement, "Kemase achatas l'shem chatas." So this person took, the kohen took the fowl which had been designated for an ola, and he threw the blood below for the purpose of a chatas, for the purpose of a sin offering, in the manner in which the sin offering was brought. So then we state, "Kivin shemalk basimen echad nimshechas v'naaseis chatas aof." Since it was slaughtered properly, shemalk, it was killed. One of the either the trachea or the esophagus was crushed by the kohen. We say that it has become, it has morphed from an ola offering into a chatos offering. The Gemara is going to challenge a statement from Mishnah and Kinim, and the Gemara actually is going to bring more than one Mishnah from Kinim to challenge a statement. What is Kinim? Meseches Kinim is the last tractate of Meseches Kodshim, of Tractate Kodshim, of Seder Kodshim, and we state that this is one of the only Mishnayos that actually is included in the Daf Yomi cycle, even though there is no Babylonian Talmud and no Jerusalem Talmud for it, yet we still include it in the Daf Yomi cycle. It is very small tractate. There's only three chapters in it, and yet it is very, very complicated. And part of the reasons why it's complicated has to do with mathematical principles of game theory and pigeonhole theory. But basically, the idea behind Tractate Kinim is it basically focuses on a woman who has to bring two bird offerings, if she is a Yoledes or a Zava, and she has to bring a bird offering as an Ola and as a Chatos, and somehow these bird offerings get mixed up with each other, and under what circumstances, and then the complicated circumstances occur as a result of these possible theories of the birds getting mixed up. And the reason why it becomes complicated in this case is because this is the only offering where there are two of the types of the animals, that they're the same type of animal, let's say two turtle doves or two pigeon doves, where they are actually the same age and they're almost identical, and yet they're coming to bring two separate offerings. And so therefore, for this reason, it could become complicated in a way that by an animal you can't mix up a chatos and an oa, but by a bird, by a fowl, you can. And so, therefore, the mission that the Talmud cites to contradict the statement of Rav Adbar Abba in the name of Rav Yeshua has to do with the following: that the woman who comes forward with the kinyan and she brings it to the kohen. Let's say we have two women that were, one was obligated to bring a chatos of an oaf, and the other one was obligated to bring an ola of an oaf. They had each fulfilled half of their obligation, and they brought them together. One brought the chatos oaf, one brought the ola oaf. And what happened was, so one has the intent that one of the offerings will be a chatos and one of the offerings will be an ola. And so, but however, the kohen who brought it, if he takes both of these birds and brings them both above the chuta sikra as an ola offering, then we say, well, under those circumstances, mechsa kasher or mechsa pasul, the one who needed an ola offering, they fulfilled their obligation, whereas the one who needed a chatos offering, they still have to bring a chatos offering because the chatos was invalidated since the blood was thrown above. However, let's say the kohen made both below, shtei and lamata, right? And so as though the kohen did both of them to be sin offerings, then we say mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul, just the opposite, that the one who needed a sin offering has fulfilled their obligation, whereas the one who needed an ola offering has not fulfilled their obligation. However, and this is the part that relates and seemingly contradicts Rav Adbar Abba's statement in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, let's say achas lamala, achas lamata. If he brings one above and one below, shtei em psulos. If he brings one of the offerings above and one below, and he mixed it up, he doesn't know which one was which, then we say that they are both invalid, because I don't know which one. Maybe the chatos was brought above and the ola was brought below. Shani omer chatos krev lamao, ola krev lamata. I don't know which one was brought above and which one was brought below. And so therefore, we say that it's invalid under those circumstances. So the Gemara asked the question, well, I understand why the Ola that was brought below is going to be invalid, because the Ola is supposed to be a Chatas. And so if the Ola is brought below, then it's not being brought for an Ola. However, according to Rav Adbar Ava, if an Ola is brought as a Chatas, it should be okay. And so the Gemara says, Ninami de Ola Krevel Amata, Tim Shochvat Avil Chatas Oof. Let the Ola morph into a Chatas Oof. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a proof. Why? Because maybe Rabbi Yeshua says his statement b'chad gavra by one person, but here this is the chatos would be belonging to a different person entirely. So it's betray gavri. How would we know that he says his principle even under that circumstances? So that is an example of one of the mishnayos from Kinim that are Gemara cites here. The rabbis say that there's a special segula to study Maseches Kinim, and why is that? One of the reasons is because the Jewish people are compared to a dove in the Song of Songs. And so we see from here that the Jewish people have a special merit being compared to a Yonah and to a Cain and to a dove. And so therefore, since we know that it also states in Tehillim, Ki alecha harangnu kol hayom, for you we were killed in all day, we would give our lives for you. And also it states in the Midrash that there are 10 ways in which the Jewish people were compared to a dove. And one of them is the ways in which a dove prepares itself, it sticks out its neck in order to be prepared to be slaughtered, because that is the way it naturally reacts. And so to the Jewish people, when it comes to serving God, we will stick out our neck, we'll do everything as part of our service to God. In this way, the dove is symbolic of that.